The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Your time, your money. Money FM 89.3.
Time now for the bigger picture, where we take a look at how markets will trade today. Elliot Danker and Pan Jing Yi talking to Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital this morning. Shane, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
One more day to go before the weekend. I can't wait, you can tell, yeah?
The same for me too.
Yeah, I can imagine, mate. Let's start off with how Wall Street traded. I mean, what drove the markets last night? And what do you think we can expect going into Asia trading today? In fact, we already started off top of the hour, Asia trading starting in the red. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the weakness we're seeing in Asia reflects the weakness we saw in the US. And I guess there's a few things weighing there. We did see some mixed earnings reports from US companies. So this is the startup of the June quarter earnings reporting season. For example, Netflix disappointed in terms of sales growth or new subscribers to its subscriber service. So that weighed on the market. And I think those concerns about trade are continuing to impact. We saw the tweets from Donald Trump yesterday having an impact, and that, of course, having an impact again overnight. So those two things are what's weighing on Wall Street. The economic data out of the US wasn't too bad, but I think it's really these concerns around trade and also nervousness at the start of the earnings reporting season.
Yeah, Shane, this is Jing Yi over here. So, well, you said that we've seen some of these mixed data, but if you look on balance of the 10% of the stocks on the S&P 500 index they have reported, about 82% of them actually have beaten in terms of their earnings so far. So how do you think the rest of the season itself will go? Will it shape up to be a positive or perhaps a negative one for the stock market, Shane?
That's a good question, because if you go back a few weeks ago, the consensus earnings expectation for the June quarter was for a decline in profits of around almost 1%. Whereas, as you say, we've only seen 10% of companies report so far, but something like 80% of them have surprised on the upside. The consensus expectation has moved from a decline of 1% almost back to flat. And if you allow for the likelihood that I think we're going to see more upside surprises through this reporting season than downside, Netflix notwithstanding, I think we're probably going to end up with profit growth around 3%. And that'll probably be enough to keep the market happy. I think the market investors are conscious that earnings growth has slowed down a lot in the US. But if it's not negative, if it's a small positive, that's probably okay. Also combined with interest rate cuts from the Fed, which we'll probably see in a couple of weeks' time, I think that will not be enough to keep the market happy. But the real focus, of course, is going to be on this trade issue.
Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital, on the line with us this morning. Shane, Asia central bank meetings take place today. South Korea and Indonesia come to mind. You reckon they will ease this month? Do you think the support we're seeing from Asia central banks will be enough to sort of weather this steeper downturn in global growth that the IMF kept talking about?
Well, the IMF is a bit of a panic merchant. They're always coming out with warnings, and it's not that bad. You know, global growth is slowing, but we're not going into recession. This is not a rerun of the GFC or the tech wreck. But by the same token, yeah, growth has slowed. But I do think central banks around the world and in Asia will ease, and that will help us weather the storm. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit tough. But providing we see that easing coming through, then I think it's going to be a little bit like what we saw in 2015-16 and likewise around 2011-12, where growth slowed down, did feel a bit negative, but things bounced back and ultimately turned out okay.
Appealing a bit more towards your Aussie experience. So I think we have the Aussie employment data that's going to be out very soon. And Australia's RBA minutes this week suggest that the central bank is monitoring the job market closely and can adjust rates if needed. Which camp are you on? And do you think this is going to be the key driver for the Aussie dollar in the near term?
It probably is. I think the Reserve Bank puts a bit too much weight on the jobs figures. Last year, until recently, it was very focused on the jobs figures, and it said they were very strong and therefore there's nothing to worry about. Lately, it's done a backflip and said, well, they're very strong, but they could be stronger, so therefore we'll cut interest rates. I think the real issue in Australia has been the slowdown in economic growth we've seen over the last year. That, to me, says that sooner or later, unemployment will probably trend up a little bit from here, not dramatically, but trend up a little bit, and therefore ultimately pressure will remain on the central bank, on the Reserve Bank, to do more to help the economy. But I'm certainly not in the camp that says Australia's going into recession like the global story. I think it's a little bit rough, but not that bad. But I do think, back to your question, that what the Reserve Bank does in Australia in terms of cutting interest rates further, which I think they will do, that will maintain ultimately more downwards pressure on the value of the Aussie dollar.
All right, Shane, final question for you. What else is on your radar perhaps today and this week?
This week's a relatively quieter week globally, but those jobs figures in Australia. My main focus is going to be on the US earnings reports coming out, and I think ultimately they'll turn out to be okay. But beyond that, of course, it remains on the trade issue. There's also another issue brewing in the US regarding their debt ceiling. We all remember what happened in 2011, rather, when they increased their debt ceiling at the very last minute and suffered a downgrade from S&P, the ratings agency. So that's going to be an issue again. They really need to resolve that issue apparently by July 27th, because after that, the Congress goes on holiday. Mm. If they haven't resolved it by then, it might be the case that US Treasury runs out of money in early September. So there's a bit of a deadline looming here. Hopefully they can resolve that problem soon. Otherwise, that's going to cause a bit of mayhem.
It's going to be quite a hectic couple of weeks leading up to July 31st. Shane Oliver, Head of Investment Strategy and Chief Economist at AMP Capital, on the line with us this morning. Shane, thanks a lot for taking the time, and I wish you a good weekend in advance.
You too. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.